Deborah, it's Remembrance Day. We're stood at the Remembrance Garden where your son's name is situated. How do you feel?
I feel very sad in my heart, but I'm very proud of my son. It's hard to put into words how I really feel.
Like I was saying a few moments ago, we're stood just at the edge of this Remembrance Garden. What does this place mean to you?
It means a lot to me because it's somewhere, you know, everybody can come, and it's something for Mansfield, and all day means friends and, you know, friends and family of the other guys that's on the wall, and, you know, for some of them, it's the only place they've got.
There's other parents, relatives, friends of servicemen who, unfortunately, their names are contained within this Remembrance Garden. What do you say to them on a day like today? Or perhaps do you not have to say anything at all because there's that shared commonality, if I can call it that?
Yes, there is. No, we don't talk a lot. A look and a hug means everything. And it speaks a thousand words.
Four years on, I presume that the pain never goes, the sense of loss never goes. Is it just a case of perhaps working round that loss?
It is. No, the pain never goes away. And they say time's a great healer. But it's not for me. Not for me. As time goes on, I miss Damien more. And, you know, the gap that he left in the family from not being here just seems to get bigger for me.
Let's talk about that family, if I may. I know Damien had a son. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He's a sweet and happy boy. He has his moments when, you know, he feels like world feels at an end. But, you know, he's a very happy boy, and he's getting on, he's getting through, and he does miss his daddy. We do talk about him a lot, and he really does miss his daddy still.
Do you look at Damien's son and think there's a striking resemblance?
Yes, I do. Yes, he looks very much like his dad. His mannerisms, things he says, and his sense of humour as well is very much like his dad's. And he's lovely, he's a wonderful little boy.
Just to finish with, you've talked about it there, the sense of loss, the sense of pain never goes. In that sense then, is every day a Remembrance Day for you?
It isn't. It's different because people come and share it with you. But it's, every day I think of Damien, every single day. You sort of drift off, you know. My sister-in-law calls it the thousand-mile look. Where you look like you're looking 1,000 miles away, and you sort of take a minute in your mind, you know, and wish that they were still here.